Finally, to our NewsHour shares. Today, it is one of our online videos, and it's about the personal testimonies of drug addiction and its impact in West Virginia. As we heard earlier, President Obama traveled to that state today, where he took part in a community forum on those very problems. High schoolers from our student reporting lab in Richwood, West Virginia, attended the event. They interviewed members of the community affected by all this. Here's an excerpt.
Got a sister that died a few months ago that was a few years younger than me because she became addicted to medications that the doctors had prescribed to her.
I started using drugs when I was like 12, probably smoking weed, just to fit in.
I got arrested on 2 felony delivery charges.
I got arrested on 2 felony delivery charges, and as part of my bond stipulation, I had to go to DRC. I've been in there 13 months.
And I didn't know how to live without drugs. That's how I felt. I had to have them to get up in the morning. I had to have them to do anything. I had to have them to live.
When it was happening, you don't really realize that the drugs are taking over your body and your mind. You think that everything's still okay.
I've not done heroin, but I've done my share. And it's not something I'm proud of. It's ruined my life.
I have 2 children. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. And for those 2 years, I didn't wake up thinking, I got to get my kids up for school or I got to do this. I woke up thinking, I'm going to go get high today.
What I've learned today is addiction is a disease, and it kills people. It really does.
My little boy, one day we were at Go-Mart, and said, "Mom, will you buy me a chocolate milk?" And I said, "I don't have the money to, but I have $50 in my pocket," and I went and bought a pill with it.
I never had much to do with my son. I would take him to my mom's house, and I would leave him there for days at a time, sometimes weeks.
So for me, you know, it's heart-wrenching because I've seen so many people that I absolutely just love have their lives ruined because of it.
Very hard to watch. And you can find more videos from our student reporting labs at studentreportinglabs.com.
On the NewsHour.